The chorus of Democratic lawmakers calling for President Biden to bow out of November's election is growing louder. And that is in spite of last night's rare solo press conference where President Biden faced a slew of questions from reporters on live TV. One person raising his voice now is Democratic Congressman Scott Peters. He represents parts of San Diego County. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, Congressman, I just want to ask you, it was last night following that press conference that many of us were watching that you called on President Biden to step aside. Tell us what's behind your decision.
I had asked a few days back after the debate for the campaign to step up, stop being so arrogant, and explain to us how they thought we were going to win. We were in a position where we needed a boost. We didn't get it. I still really haven't gotten anything more than a generic email and sort of empty assurances. And I think we just have to speak up and point out the stakes are too high for us to go into this and lose it. And despite the fact that President Biden has done an exemplary job and has completely earned the right for re-election, I believe, that's just not what voters are thinking in those swing states. And I thought it was important for me to speak up and see if we can't move to a more winning strategy.
Let me ask you about those voters, because some of your own colleagues are criticizing people like yourself who are calling on Biden to step aside. They say it undermines the party. And when they do that, they're pointing to polls like our own NPR, PBS NewsHour, Marist poll, among others, that don't show any change in Biden support since the debate as proof that the party just needs to stick together, stick with Biden, to persevere. What do you make of that argument?
Well, first of all, I think that's an incorrect reading of the polls. That's a national poll. And national polls, as we know, in the Electoral College don't necessarily line up. And what we have seen is actually the opposite. We saw the Cook political report downgrade six states where we have to win, the swing states, from toward the Republicans. And we were already losing them, and we're losing them worse. So the polling actually is moving in the wrong direction, and I think we should not be deceived by looking at national polling. We have to look at the state-by-state swing votes. And I think, by the way, you know, it's a matter of loyalty to the country. We don't swear our loyalty to one person. We elected to Congress swear our loyalty to the country and the Constitution. And when you see something like this happen and heading down this road, I think it's incumbent on us to speak out and make sure that we raise this.
Okay. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries met with President Biden last evening, and he said in a Dear Colleague letter that he shared insights with the president from his members. Is there anything you can tell us, anything more that you know about that discussion?
I don't know of the discussion, but I do know I was part of the caucus meeting where Leader Jeffries heard a lot of concern about whether we can win this race. And although, you know, some of us have spoken out publicly, there's a deep concern within the caucus on the text chains, in the caucus meetings, and in face-to-face conversations that we do not have a winning path here. And we still have time to dig into our tremendously talented bench of Democratic leaders, many of them governors and senators from the very swing states that are going to decide this election, and find a candidate that can both win this race and lead this country forward. I think it would be exciting. I think it's an opportunity for us to show off and to really contrast ourselves with Donald Trump, who, you know, the candidate who talked about infrastructure week but never got it done, mishandled the pandemic, and appointed a Supreme Court that's really taken a hack at our government and our civil rights.
Congressman, I want to jump in here. We've got about 30 seconds left. You mentioned that Democratic bench. You mentioned other alternatives to President Biden in a sentence or two. If not Biden, then who?
We have a lot of choices, and I think I would support an open process. I think the vice president would be a really important part of that. But we've got governors and senators from the rest of the country. I think we can show that we have a bench of real leaders who can take this country forward and our party and defeat Donald Trump, which I think is a priority for every Democrat. We're totally united on that.
Democratic Congressman Scott Peters of California. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you.